I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session here on Jefferson Public Radio. Joining me today in the JPR studios is singer-songwriter Jessica Hoop. Welcome to JPR, Jessica.
Thank you for having me.
I read that when you were young, your entire family was musical, a family of singers. Is that true?
That is correct.
What kind of music were you singing? Was it primarily in the home, or were you like a little traveling troupe that played around town?
I think of us like the Mormon version of the Von Trapp family.
And what part did you play in the process?
I was Louisa. No, I'm the third of five, so I'm the eldest girl and the breaker of many chains. We used to sing in the station wagon headed to our grandparents' house. We sang a lot as if it was our favorite family pastime. So we'd sing whenever we were in transit, really. And I learned at a very young age how to hold my own in a, you know, taking my own part, singing in harmonies with other people. That was my mom's knack. She was good at that kind of thing. So she taught us from a really early age how to hear and hold your own.
When did you first learn how to play the guitar?
I started teaching myself to play guitar when I was about 18. Well, 16. I had a bunch of guitars that people would get. Like, for the longest time, I was buying, or people were giving me guitars. I had all these really just like rickety, old, like really high action, cheap guitars that I just always had around me. And didn't know how to tune my guitar. So the songs that I play to this day, my whole guitar, I detune my whole guitar a half step because all of my original songs were written a half step lower.
And is that because it matches your vocal range that way?
It's just completely like dumb of me. Yeah, it is. Well, it is. It's a bit not my voice, but where the song was written in the voice. And so I'm stuck there for the rest of my life.
I read an interview a number of years ago where you talked about that process of learning how to play the guitar, and that, at least to the point of the interview, you still didn't really know that much about the guitar, chord names and things like that. Is that still the case?
I don't know anything about the guitar. I just play it as best as I can. And I've had, you know, I think it would be good to learn, to go into a school of learning for the guitar. And at the same time, the way I play is informed by complete self-discovery and a large dose of ignorance.
That's a good way to put it. You keep a notebook of musical ideas. How do you note them if you're not well-versed in musical notation and chord names and such?
Well, I know the difference between up and down. So melodies I can write down. But I just remember. I do everything with the guitar by ear. And same with the voice, same with everything. I do everything by ear, but I can write melodies. But with the guitar, I'm just going to have to rely on my memory and how it sounds. And it's hard work sometimes.
Jessica Hoop is my guest live in the JPR studios. Her latest album is called The House That Jack Built. There is a new album due out soon that we will talk about here in a few minutes. What do you want to play first today?
I'm actually going to play you something new because it's easy on the voice. It's relatively early, so I'm going to play you something that is relatively new.
You found a map to my heart. It led you to the well. You combed out my mane, all where your saddle and reins, with all these stars at my feet. I'll stamp and tap the spring with my rider amount. I feel like spreading my wings, stick to the sky like poetry. When we're in love, we're alive. You're the envy of the sky. Every ember wants to ride the supernova. But I fear you'll see the day when I've endured all I can take. I won't bend, but I will break under the weight. Because you broke within me what others could not tame, I'll summon the wind and do your bidding, day. day by day, and with your firm, strong hand, we're steady toward the north. We are a thing of beauty, lit by the fires of iron ore. Your good old girl was built to soar. When we're in love, we're alive. You're the envy of the sky. Every ember wants to ride the supernova. But I fear you'll see the day when I've endured all I can take. I won't bend, but I will break under the weight. Dying star, dying star. I served my rider well. I suffered the bit and took his spur into my side. And still I paid that price when I shook that bridle free. And my beloved rider fell from the stars into the sea. You're of the earth, I'm Pegasus. When we're in love, we're alive. You're the envy of the sky. Every ember wants to ride the supernova. But I fear you'll see the day when I've endured all I can take. I won't bend, but I will break under the weight. Dying star, dying star.
That is Jessica Hoop live in the studios of Jefferson Public Radio. We'll have audio from our session up on the website and some photos from our live session as well. It's at www.ijpr.org. So Jessica, you talked about starting to learn the guitar in your own unique way in your teens, late teens. Mm-hmm. Was it pretty early on that you started to discover your own unique voice for writing music as well?
I did that on long walks as I was, I had old school kind of parents, the kind that insisted that you walked to school. Okay. And stuff like that. So I would just keep myself busy when I was getting to and from school or wherever I was going. So I started that around the age of, I think I've always been doing it actually, I don't know. But my first organized songs were happening about when I was about 14.
Were those educated by at all the music that you were listening to in your earlier years, things that were being played around the home, or were they really fairly unique ideas that were popping into your head?
I would say they were fairly unique ideas popping into my head because they didn't sound anything like what I was raised on, like absolutely nothing like them. In fact, the songs that I wrote in my earliest days, there's like no point of reference for them. And if I was to hold them up now, people wouldn't know what to say about them, which is, you know, fine.
And some of those songs ended up on Kismet, right?
No.
Even before that?
None of those songs have been shared with anyone.
Will they ever be?
I don't know. I have to remember them. I haven't recorded them.
You know, in looking at a lot of the information that is online about you, concert photos, staged photo sessions and things like that, there is an artistic sensibility about you that goes far beyond the music. Very artistic photos. Is that part of your own personal sensibility too, or do you choose, or by circumstance, surround yourself with other folks that are very artistic in their vision?
Oh, I have a lot of different branches of friends. I'm one of those loner birds who tends to hop from nest to nest. So I would say that I have extremely colorful friends. And then I also have friends that live more to the ground, a little more on the earthly plane. So I think it varies. I like to be able to slip in between modes. And if you look at me right now, you'll see that I'm dressed for the weather, in a way, and the rain is what did my hair today. And as far as expressing yourself through music, I can appreciate how that extends into your aesthetic, and the songs that I write tend to be more from a place of a character within myself, or at least something that I'm connecting to. So it would be somewhat of a kind of a shortcut to show up dressed as though I was just going to the grocery store, because that's certainly not what I'm doing in the life of my songs. I don't even think I carry money in my songs. There's no trips to the grocery store. Everything is so kind of on another plane, so it would be inaccurate to show up in my casuals.
I'm really glad that you mentioned the idea of character in your songs, because that was certainly written about quite a bit in the songs that appeared on Kismet and the songs that appeared on Hunting My Dress. What's been written a lot, though, about the house that Jack built is a shift to a much more personal style of storytelling. And there was quite a bit of loss, I understand, that you went through in crafting at least some of the songs from that album. Was that a conscious shift for you to... maybe due to maturity or just many more years now in the craft of writing songs without the persona of a character?
I realized it was happening. It wasn't a decision to choose to do that, but I consciously did not interrupt the process. There's some songs on The House That Jack Built that are bordering on... DNR has explicitity within it, and I decided that I was comfortable sharing at that scale. And if you are comfortable sharing, I mean, that comfort is actually generous. I'm willing to share at that scale. So when someone is able to voice what's happened or what's happening, I think they should, because there's so many who can't, and it's good to hear. So my reason for not, I had to ask myself if the songs were self-indulgent, because I was talking so strictly about my experience and in specifics. And then I decided that the names might be, or the places and the names or the little icons used in the songs might be specific, but the themes are universal. So anybody could trade the names out for their own experience.
Was it easier for you to write songs with more of a direct personal approach, or are they easier when you're thinking of them from the perspective of a character in the song?
Well, I'm not a fictional writer. I mean, I'd say characters, but I don't tend to draw from fiction in terms of, I don't tend to create worlds that I don't experience within my own, body. So I would say neither necessarily. I mean, if there's, all you need is to hook onto an idea, and once you've hooked onto that, once you've latched onto that idea, the songs can come Then there's complications in any song, problems that are posed or challenges that are posed mathematically or structurally, whatever, like how to make the song work is a totally different story, but the idea is always the hardest one. So if I have a direct idea, if I knew I was going to write about my father, for instance, I could go on forever.
Jessica Hoop is my guest live in the JPR studios. Her latest album is called The House That Jack Built. The new album on the way in just a few weeks is called Undress. Want to talk about the new album here in just a minute. Also want to talk about your relocation to Manchester, England, and how that's affected you and your songwriting. But let's hear another tune. What do you want to play next?
Well, I'm going to go easy on the old chords again, or try, and I'm going to sing you Hunting My Dress. And the tall trees all have fell down, and they scattered seeds on the ground, and one is lost and one is found. Water is moving underground. Sleep in a tall tree on the down of bending boughs, and from the mount of his shoulders I would traverse the valleys through his dark sky.
chest, I would carry an ember, and with a burning heart we'd walk. And when he asked me to rest with him, I would lay down my fire, and in that heart we'd sing and talk. I am a raccoon and you are an owl. I will run from you in the middle of the night, and we will strike a truce in the billowing tower, and we'll eclipse the moon with our fire. You love me in my dreams. It's easier when I'm fast asleep. But I don't want you to come to me anymore. The riverbed has married me, so I don't want you to come to me anymore. And out of ashes comes morning, and the ritual of bathing in the pools at bridal falls. And from the mouth of my lover I would drink of the river and kiss his jade and marble walls. You will spill the red from my heart with your arrow, and you will make my bed under the red grass, and I will give my flesh and my blood and my marrow, and you will wear my bones and my skin, haunting my dress. Love is rude. Scattered seeds on the ground, and one is lost and one is found. Water is moving on the ground, and you're the one who showed to me the sky. It's so much more than you and I, and darling, oh, we sure had a time. The river is whispering goodbye.
That is Jessica Hoop live in the studios of Jefferson Public Radio, Hunting My Dress, going back a couple of years. Jessica, about 5 years ago, you moved from the west coast of the United States to Manchester?
Nearly six now. Time does fly.
How does living in Manchester affect your musical language?
I have no idea. I'll tell you one thing, though. I think it is, you know, when people say it's courageous, when you say, when they catch wind that I moved across the Atlantic or just outside the United States, they have oftentimes remarked on how kind of that's a bold move or something like that, which hadn't occurred to me. And this is actually the first time this has occurred to me in this moment right now. So this is an epiphany moment, everyone, we're having. What actually has affected my songwriting is the the kind of the courage to make that kind of a move, I guess, which I haven't really thought too much about. But it is true, to relocate, to build a new life somewhere else, unless you're running from the law, doesn't really take, it's involved. It takes a lot. And if you're going to go somewhere for a summer, that's different. But to build a life somewhere else is a different story. So I think that I've grown a lot from that experience. And that kind of, the kind of confidence that comes from making that kind of, those steps have affected my kind of the belief in my own songwriting. Therefore, I have a little more commitment to my craft. Mm.
One of the things that I have noticed, not so much on your albums, but in more recent videos of you performing live, and I don't know if this has to do with living in England as opposed to here in the States, you shape words slightly differently now than you did a number of years ago, where certain words, just because of the maybe the regional dialect or the affectation in Manchester, is different than what you'd be using out here on the West Coast. Is that a conscious thing that you notice as well as you're singing or just speaking from day to day, that things are slightly changing a little bit?
From my perspective, because you as a listener and me as projecting whatever sound you're hearing is different, we have different perspectives. So I heard some old recordings of mine some time ago, maybe back from Kismet, or I think it was the song Silver Screen that's from my earlier work, and I was hearing the way I was turning words, and I was like, I don't talk like that. Why am I speaking? Why am I singing like that? So I very specifically started paying attention to the way I'm pronouncing words and stopping moving away from affected words, words that sound like I'm turning them into sounding. And I remember I used to approach it like it was my first language and enjoying the way you could turn, the way things sound, but listening back, wanting to not do that anymore, wanting to move anything away from habits or anything too affected. Now if I do, it's pulling from a character that's more specifically from me, more connected to my roots in my own backyard or something that exists in my family or something like that, that would come through if I visit that home territory. So they used to say that I sounded like from some other planet, where alien ancestry for the Druids is like how I used to sound or something like that. And to be fair, it's probably quite true. So I'm keeping my California stance, though, when I'm over there. How else am I going to remain exotic?
Right. We talked a little bit about The House That Jack Built being a really personal album, a number of the songs. Is there a specific motivation behind the new collection of tunes? You have an album due out in literally just a couple of weeks.
You know what? It's a new album, but it's not new material. So for my first record, Kismet, and then taking those songs onto the stage, there's a whole different process that happens, putting those, producing the songs for the live audience. So we decided to make a record representing what we were doing on the stage. And it's a stripped down version of that record. I've done the same thing for Hunting My Dress. You don't have all of the advantages of time and equipment that you have. You have a very limited set of factors when you're on the stage. So Undress is Hunting My Dress stripped down.
Did you record it in England or in the States?
I recorded it both in all over the United States. There's I kind of did it while I was on tour. So I just found collaborators in the different zones where I was traveling. For instance, I was in Los Angeles. And do you know Willie Mason?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Willie Mason was in L.A. when I was there, so I asked him to sing a song called Whispering Light with me, and I actually gave him, he accepted, actually, the lead vocal. So he takes, it's like he's covering me, and I'm singing harmonies for him, which is so much fun. And then I met up with a woman named Erica Winterstrom, who's from the band Heartless Bastards. Mm-hmm. And she sang on she took the victim on the song called Tulip, where she's drowned. It's a murder ballad, and she sings the part of the female who's losing her life in that song. And then Iron and Wine, Sam Beam, met up. I was on tour with him, and we recorded a song in the venue. He sings Hunting My Dress with me. And then Guy Garvey out of the band Elbow, he sings the original male vocal on Murder of Birds from Hunting My Dress. But this time we got to do it live together in a living room in Manchester. A lot of these songs were recorded very well in living rooms, but they were still recorded in living rooms, like in a circle, no headphones a lot of times, just really basic, as though we're singing them for you right now, like that. It's very basic recordings.
Jessica Hoop is my guest live in the JPR studios. The new album due out in just a couple of weeks is called Undress. It has been a pleasure to have you in. Do we have time for one more tune?
Certainly. I've chosen songs that are less effervescent, because my effervescence arrives at about 4 p.m. vocally, so I'm choosing ones that are more like an old lady can sing.
Winter's dark morning woke my dad. The diabetic didn't feel his feet step out of bed. The truck filled with TV dinners needing delivery around town. He would drive behind the paper boy, throwing them headlines out. And no antidepressant sword could change the weather report. When the wind chill factor was high, he took the whole bottle down. He's got his paperwork now. Wants me for a sunbeam, he raised his kids upright. But being raised in the light of Christ adds insult to injury. That night, when the mail order brides and the phone sex and his negligence became a real, the wall covered in spit, how's it to make your teenage daughters feel? He called his flame that never died. She could hear something weren't right. Now we've got one more failed attempt at a suicide. Keep it right by your side.
That is Jessica Hoop live in the studios of Jefferson Public Radio. The new album due out soon is called Undress, and that will be available digital and on CD?
Just digitally in the United States.
Through your website?
Through Amazon, through iTunes. There might be some others out there. And through my website, yeah. You can get the physical through me in the UK.
Thank you so much for stopping.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
It's been a pleasure to meet you.